If you would, turn to Hebrews or 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We've been using Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 as sort of the theme verses for this series. We're in a series titled Be a Finisher. Be a Finisher. We want to be finishers. We don't want to just start the Christian race. We want to finish the Christian race. And we don't want to just finish the Christian race. We want to finish strong. We want to finish strong. Today our lesson is titled, The Amazing Race. The Amazing Race is a reality show that features 11 teams of two people racing all around the world for $1 million. The teams compete in 13 legs traveling around the world. And most legs, the team that finishes last is disqualified. When there are only three teams left, they then compete in the final leg for the $1 million. And whoever wins that wins the $1 million and the title of the race, the Amazing Race. The race we're running is amazing, is it not? I mean, think about it. It's amazing. Hebrew writer says, therefore, since we also are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily, what? Yeah, it gets in our way, right? And we have to be careful of that sin. And we need to run the race looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. If Paul were alive today and he got the newspaper, the first section that Paul would turn to would be the sports page. He loved making sports analogies. He used them numerous times in his writings. One of those is found right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27. Listen to Paul. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? But one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself might be a castaway. What a great text. The Christian life is really the only life that is deserving of the title, The Amazing Race. It's amazing because God Almighty became man. Is that not amazing? That's incredible when you think about it. What's even more incredible and amazing is that God allowed His creation to place Him on a cross. If I were God, that would not have happened. And so aren't you glad I'm not God? Aren't you glad that our God is a merciful God, a gracious God, a loving God? It's also amazing because 3 days later, after He died, He rose from the dead and He emptied death of all of its power and might. It's amazing because He did it all for me. You see, each one of us can say that. He did it for me. And if I had been the only person in the world, He still would have died for me. It's amazing. Because of Him, we have a race to run. And let's run this race and be finishers. It starts at the new birth and it ends when this tent is folded up, as Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So, in our text, looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27, there are three words that emerge from this that we're going to use to guide us through this text today. The first word, forgot that. I do that a lot. The first word is motivation. Motivation. This is important. Look at verse 24 in your Bible. Paul says, do you not know that those who run in a race run all, but only one receives the prize? And then he says, run in such a way that you may win. Run in a way that you might win. That's motivation. It's motivation. Paul says, run to win. Now, there are some who run for fun. I don't understand that. There are those who run for health. But Paul says, run for the crown. Run for the crown. That's what we need to be running for. We're not running to receive a perishable crown, but an imperishable crown. And this race that we're running has eternal significance to it. You see, at stake is not a gold medal. It's not $1 million. It is rather salvation. Heaven is our goal. And our motivation is to run this race and to finish and to be with God. That's our motivation. But I want to make it clear that we do not run to earn salvation. Some people might think that's what we do, but that's not what we do. You see, running to win simply means keeping the faith. That's what it means. Listen to Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. As he completes his race, he's in jail awaiting execution, says, I have fought the good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And so, it is simply keep on running. That's what it means to keep the faith. That's what it means to run the race, to keep running. And don't stop until you cross the finish line. So we need to be motivated in our run. There's plenty of motivation when you think about it. Look what we're running for. Look what we're running toward. Eventually, we will be with God. Eternally. That's worth running for. Secondly, there's discipline. Discipline. Notice verse 27. Notice verse 27. Paul says there, this is King James, but I buffet my body and make it my slave, lest possibly after I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Paul says, I buffet my body. That does not mean that he goes through a buffet. That means that he is in control of his body. His body is not running him. He is running his body. Every professional athlete will tell you the reason that they've reached the level that they have is because they've learned to discipline their bodies, to deny themselves, in order to be crowned one day as champions. And we want to be crowned with the crown of life. We need to discipline ourselves because we want to be winners, right? We don't want to be losers. We want to be winners. And so we need to let our bodies know who is in charge. This is vital because so many are losing the race right here. So many are losing the race. So many of our churches are decreasing. And it's not only true of Churches of Christ, it's true of all churches across America. But Churches of Christ are decreasing. And it's alarming what is happening in the Churches of Christ. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that people have not learned how to get their bodies in subjection. They've not learned, as Paul said, to buffet their body. We need to do this if we're going to win this race. So we need to discipline ourselves. Now, there are many that simply don't do that. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 19, Paul talking about the Judaizers there. And he says about them, he says, whose end is their destruction, whose God is in their belly, and whose glory is in their shame. In other words, Paul's saying, it's whatever they want to do. Whatever they want to do, it doesn't matter. They're open to it. Their appetites are for any and all things. It takes discipline to lay aside every encumbrance and every sin. That takes discipline. Because first of all, you gotta track down, what are the encumbrances? What are those in my life? What are those? And so it takes discipline to search those things out and make sure that those things are not controlling you and you are controlling them. It takes discipline to study the Bible. It takes discipline to pray. It takes discipline to serve. It takes discipline to worship. It takes discipline to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with lost people. Discipline is what we need. We need discipline. And then, determination. Determination. Look at verse 26. In verse 26, Paul says, therefore I run in such a way, not as without aim. Not without aim, Paul says. And so Paul is determined. He's determined. He was determined to run his race and he ran it. And we need to be determined if we're going to run this race. You see, you should run this race with determination, with resolve, with resolution. And make your mind up that you're in this thing for the long haul. Not just for the short term, but for the long haul. Because, brethren, our churches are suffering today. And it's because of sin. It's because of the world. It's because of indifference. These sins are destroying the body of Christ. We need to be a determined group of people. We're running a race and we're determined that we're going to finish this thing. We're not going to let anyone or anything get in our way. We baptize a lot of people, but not a lot of those people stay in the race. Right? I mean, how many people you see baptized and a year or two later, they're not in the race anymore? What's happening? Why is that the case? Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. We can't get into all those reasons as to why that's the case. But it's just the case. And I would to God that we had this motto of the Foreign Legion. Listen to this. If I falter, push me. If I stumble, pick me up. But if I retreat, shoot me. Right? I mean, you may as well. I mean, if I retreat, my end's not going to be good anyway, right? I don't want to retreat. I want to keep running. I'm determined to run the race. We need to be finishers. Listen, Jesus is not interested in how fast you run, but in how far you run. You see, finishing is what matters. That's what matters. Not stumbling along the way, because many of us do, and all of us do. There's not a person in here that doesn't stumble from time to time. We all stumble. But we got to get back up, dust ourselves off, and run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let us run the race with perseverance, determined not to be a quitter. And may we all have the spirit of Horatio G. Spafford and his song. Sung it yesterday, but I love what he wrote there in the first stanza. These words just are riveting to me. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say. What have you taught me to say, Lord? It is well. It is well with my soul. That's what God has taught me to say. And that's what you should be able to say. And it doesn't matter what your lot is, how difficult life becomes. You've got to have that spirit. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And so this morning we've observed the need to have motivation, discipline, and determination in our race. And maybe some of you along the way have stumbled and fallen, and you've not yet gotten back up. The Bible's real clear on how you do that. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's how you get up and get clean and begin to run the race again. You simply confess your sin to God. You repent and you continue to run. Well, maybe, just maybe, there's someone in here today who's never started the race. You've never been born again. And this morning, I would like to encourage you to think about that. Because the Bible says, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He's the only road. He's the only avenue to God. If you miss Jesus, you'll miss heaven. And so today, if you don't know Jesus, please come forward as we sing. We would love to talk to you about Jesus. We want to tell you about Him. And so give us that opportunity. You won't regret it. It'll be the greatest decision that you've ever made in your life. If you don't know Jesus, we urge you to come this morning. If you need to get back up again and run because you've fallen, come forward. Let us pray with you. Whatever your need is, make it known as we sing.